Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
Well, hi, everyone. I've come home because every time I have the privilege of being here with you, I feel so at home with you. And over the years, I've had the privilege of connecting one-on-one with so many of you, whether you're on the prayer ministry team or staff or those of you I've interacted with when you've come to Unity Village. I just feel like I know you and I feel your beautiful welcome. So thank you. My message today, you know, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. Have you noticed, as I've noticed, how difficult it can be for us humans to stand steady in a truth while we're undergoing a troubling circumstance in our life? You know, I know that dance for myself, and so I know it's just indicative of the human experience that it's challenging to stand steady, for example, in abundance when we're undergoing a pretty significant financial challenge. Isn't it hard? It's hard to be able to do both, to deal with what we have to without succumbing to the feeling of poverty or lack and all the things that go along with financial strain, to know all the while that abundance is my nature. Wow, not easy to do, correct? Or to stand steady with wholeness in mind, you know, while I'm undergoing distressing medical symptoms. Very challenging for us humans. And why are we more likely, so easily likely, to shrink back and wimp out, you know, rather than stand up for something that we believe in or that we feel is very important or urgent, like an injustice, you know? How easy it is also to give up on our intentions, right? As soon as we face an obstacle, to say, well, it must not be what I'm supposed to do, and just dismiss it, right? To disappoint ourselves. There's a line in Sia's lyrics, her song, Courage to Change. When I heard it, it haunted me. She says, I abandon myself daily. And it just struck like a dagger in my heart, because I could connect to the ways that I have done that in my life, you know? Well, if any of this has kind of touched a chord in you, there's things about it that you recognize for yourself. Well, I just say this, we can all use a dose of spiritual strength, right? Because this is the spiritual remedy for all of that hesitation and challenge. Spiritual strength is one of our 12 powers, and those of you who have been students of the Unity teachings, you know that. But if not, it's enough to say that spiritual strength is one of our capacities. It's a spiritual capacity. It's a way to describe God. God is strength. And if it's true about God, the Fillmore said, it is also true about us. And so it is fully supplied. We come fully loaded with it, right? All the software we need for strength and all of our capacities is innate to us. We don't have to go running in search of it or trying to get more of it. It's already there. The key is, how do we turn it on, right? How do we activate this in our life? Well, there's a few thoughts I have about that. I'm sure you can hardly imagine that. Well, I'll start with the quotation or the teaching of Charles Fillmore defining spiritual strength. Fillmore said, spiritual strength is freedom from weakness. Think about that. Freedom from weakness. Stability of character. The power to withstand temptation. And the capacity to accomplish. This is no small power, is it? It's power, spiritual strength. I think of it as stand ability, which is why we have the word stand in the lyrics today. Beautiful songs, Dale, beautiful songs for today. So there's three aspects I want to describe about spiritual strength. First is stability. I call that stand steady, stand steady. The second will be courage, or stand up, stand up. And the third is tenacity, and that's our ability to stand ready, right? To go forward and keep going forward. Let's look at these one by one. So stability is our stand steady power. And I always like to tell this story from when I was about 10 years old. I call it Once Upon a Pony, because once I rode a pony, and it was that. It was back then. I was a city girl, never had seen a horse or a pony. That pony might have well had been a full-grown horse, because I was little, and it was so big. You know, it was bigger than any dog I had ever seen, right? And I'm supposed to get on that and ride it, right? So we were at some kind of stables, and the attendant gave me like 3 minutes of instruction, right? You know, hold the reins, kick the horse, you know, don't worry, it'll just relax, it'll take you. Oh, yeah, that word relax. So, you know, I know nothing about riding a horse, right? Except this, the rider has to direct the horse. Well, that was not happening because I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared, I was tense, the horse could feel it, right? And all the horse really wanted was to return to the food, you know? So the first thing it did with me on its back was to go up this little tiny hill, and I'm hanging up there like this. And didn't know what to do because I don't know how to reverse a horse, you see. I just don't know how to do that. So the attendant had to come over and pull it back down, set it back on the trail. But the horse had in view the stable where the hay was and beelined for the stable with me on it hanging off the side this time, you know, what the horse, and I had no idea. So anyway, I was about to fall and crash, and the attendant rescued me, and that was my one and only experience on a pony, Once Upon a Pony, it's called, yeah. So, you know, this reminds me of, you know, we have to direct that power of strength. That's ours to do. We have to know how it operates. And to stand stable and steady is allowing us to be anchored in a firm foundation while the winds of change are happening around us. You see, you get the image of that. My best image for that is, or my best posture for that is the posture called in Tai Chi, right? It's a semi-squat, and in yoga it's called the Skandasana. Well, however you think about it, a semi-squat, what a semi-squat does for me is put me in touch in a physical way with the power of strength, which is in the low back, the base of the spine. And so when I enter into that pose, it reminds me of my spiritual capacity of strength. And so I offer that to you in case that could be useful to you. But spiritually, I stand steady and stable in truth that I need right in the midst of difficult circumstances in my life. So by the power of spiritual strength, I stand steady and stable. I'm going to ask you to repeat that with me. I'll say it one more time. By the power of spiritual strength, I stand steady and stable. Together, by the power of spiritual strength, I stand steady and stable. A second aspect of strength is courage, our ability to stand up. So the number one characteristic that defines a hero in our culture is courage. I like to think courage is the superpower of superheroes, right? Heroes are empathic, actually. They deeply care about the well-being of others, and they face dangers that others run from. You know that. They put themselves in harm's way in order to spare others. They stand up to bullies, and they slay dragons, right? The heroes. Well, maybe you're the person who purchases advance tickets for the next Marvel movie. You know, maybe you love that, or you relate to the Disney characters like Mulan, like I relate to Mulan, or Harry Potter, or Black Panther. Or perhaps you get inspired by everyday heroes that you learn about in the news feeds, right? Like the police officer who was paying attention to this perpetrator of some trouble in that they stopped them, but this person was displaying obvious symptoms of mental health, and this officer took the time to be able to understand what was happening and take care of them and faced, you know, the ridicule of their teammates who would have approached it in a very different way, right? Or the off-duty medic that jumped into the flames of a burning vehicle to rescue someone from there. Those heroes. You know, we're especially moved, I'm especially moved by people, heroes that right wrongs in the world, aren't you? I mean, we all want to stand up for our values in ways that are personal as well as communal, right? And courage is our inherent capacity to do just that. It allows us in time and space to realize that we have it in us to stand up. I'm going to give you an example of this. My daughter, Alicia, was a school teacher, an assistant teacher in a school for young adults with autism who couldn't be mainstream. She was living in Chicago, and she took the bus and other, you know, public transportation to work. Well, one evening, Alicia calls me in tears. She had just watched a show on the television. You might remember it. It was called What Would You Do? It was a show where the producers would create scenarios of troubling public situations and ask people, what would you do in that situation? So Alicia had seen this, and she was so disturbed because there was a group of young guys who were all clustered together, and one of those guys turned to one of the other on the team and started beating on them, and the others all participated. And they were asking the pedestrians around them, what would you do? And they watched, the cameras watched as bystanders, one by one, just walk past and are like, I'm not getting involved in that. You know, they're on their own kind of thing. Well, Alicia was so disturbed because, you know, they look right into the camera at the viewers, and she, as an empath, got it. When they said, what would you do? She was terrified. She's crying to me, I don't know what I would do, Mom. I know what I want to do. I just don't know if I would have it in me. She was so disturbed by this. She was a Unity kid, right? Raised in Unity, and she knew spiritual power, but she just, it's through her, you know? So, I kid you not, 24 hours later, like the next night, Alicia called me again. She said, you just won't believe this, Mom. I went to the bus stop this morning, and I had to transfer. So when I got to the transfer stop and was waiting for my stop, my next bus to get to school, I was outside of a middle school. And guess what? There was a group of young kids there, and they were all talking smack, you know, nasty and all this stuff. And I was doing my best to just wait for my bus, right? But sure enough, the biggest, tallest, meanest-looking kid turned around and started beating on one of the others, exactly the scenario she had seen on the television. And she's like, Mom, I didn't even think about it. She said, I ran over there, and I looked up at this giant kid, and I stared up at him, and I said, stop it. She said, I locked eyes on that kid, and I would not move my eyes away. And he was so surprised, because who was going to challenge him, right? Alicia was. She was staring at him and doing a staring contest. And at one point, he saw she was not going to relent. And he lowered his gaze, and he stepped back. And her bus came, and she got on it. When she got to school, she said, I collapsed in a puddle in front of the other teachers because I was shaking from head to toe because what have I just done? So she was terrified, but she proved what she had inside of her, the courage to stand up. Isn't that a remarkable story? Wow. You know, I have so much more to say, but, you know, I'm just trying to think of what I want to say here. Well, what issues in the world do you care about? What's happening around you that you care about? And what are you doing to stand up for the causes that are important to you? I challenged myself with this in the last handful of years because I, like so many of us in this country, have all kinds of feelings about where we are politically and where we are during times of elections and what's happening. I have my own struggles around that, and I've given this a lot of thought. I even marched for a cause that I believed in a couple years ago in my community in Bradenton, Florida. But I felt afterwards like that didn't, that, what did that do? You know, I didn't have any direct knowledge of how that could help. How could that really change things, just marching, you know? So I realized I'm not a protester, you know, that's not my path. But what can I do that is aligned with my values? And so I happened to find a referral to a group that promotes voting. And I thought, you know what? If everyone votes, then everyone's voice is heard. And to me, that's the way. That's one really important way to make change. So anyway, I'm involved now in an organization of letter writing to people in my party who are registered but didn't vote in the last election. And my letters just tell them why I vote and why I think it's important to vote and urge them to get to the polls. And I feel like that's really aligned for me with what I'm about, right? And I know, and don't you know, I can't do everything, you can't do everything, but what can I do to support and to stand up for that which I believe in? And so I just invite you to give some thought to what is that for you and how will you stand up and use your power of strength. So affirm this with me: by the power of spiritual strength, I stand up. Together, by the power of spiritual strength, I stand up. Whew. All right, there's a third way, too, for us to enact spiritual strength. And this is the keeping on, the power of tenacity. This is the never give up. This is the always continue moving forward. Don't give up prematurely on your dream. So in 1953, that's the year before I was born, Norm Larson set out to create a water displacement formula to be used in rust prevention in aerospace industry. Okay, the product worked so well that employees were sneaking it home to use at home. And Larson was like paying attention to this and wanted to expand his business. So he ended up putting that solution in aerosol cans for people to buy at home. You probably know this product because it's still on the market and most homes have it in them. It's called WD-40. You familiar with that? Where did WD-40 get its name? It's called Water Displacement Perfected on the 40th Try. 40th try. They finally got it right. So the persistence, stand ready. Keep going. Well, so here's another one. Walt Disney was turned down 302 times by financiers, bankers, investors, who thought Mickey Mouse wasn't going anywhere. Imagine that, 302 times. And even more, at the age of 65, just a few years younger than me, Colonel Sanders started hawking his chicken, right? He would go from restaurant to restaurant and on site prepare his chicken, right? And if anybody would want it, he'd sell it to them. 1,009 times he was rejected. I don't know how old he was by the time he actually had a successful business, because he was 65 to start. So those of you worried about retirement, don't worry, right? 1,009 times before his first purchase of chicken. Wow. So, you know, the adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? So this is it. I am spiritual strength, standing steady, courageous, and tenacious. I'm going to say it again in parts, and please repeat it. I am spiritual strength.
I am spiritual strength.
Standing steady, courageous, and tenacious.
Steady,
courageous, and tenacious. And I'd like to close with an affirmation for spiritual strength that comes from the book, This Life Is Yours, which is the content that we're working with this afternoon at 1 o'clock for the workshop, if you choose to be with me. If there's something that speaks to you from this message or something else that's urgent in your life that you want to bring up for healing and for transformation, I hope you'll join us. An affirmation for strength. Take this in. Although I may have many reasons to give up in discouragement, I am not finished. I am strong. Spiritual strength is my name. When conditions threaten to destabilize me, I stand steady and stable. I steady myself in what is most important. I uncover uncommon courage to speak words of truth and challenge where needed. Courageously, I rise out of bed on days I would rather skip. I keep going. I am tenacious. I persist. I am strength. And so it is, friends, and so it is. Thank you so much for your beautiful welcome and being present today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.